Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 52 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning, and it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Trade ending stock estimates for Wednesday's WASD reports are now available. The numbers look like this. The average trade estimates for corn, 1.315 million bushels. For soybeans, 156 million bushels, and for wheat, 263 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to be steady to $1 per hundredweight higher amid continued rising demand. Terminals are called steady to a dollar higher on carryover strength. Top prices are expected to range from $30.50 to $37.50. Peoria is called 50 cents higher today with a top price of $30.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, April 4th, negotiated swine purchases were $18,030 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $41.50 to $54.05. The weighted average was $50.96, a gain of $1 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.50 to $42.63. The weighted average, $40.86. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,549. The base price range, $40 to $58.50. The weighted average, $55.11, a gain of $1.30 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $35.09 to $42.82, and the weighted average was $40.31. Today is the last full day of this April pledge period, and in good crop years and in bad crop years, AM 580 Agriculture has been there for you since 1922, providing the information you need to make smart marketing decisions. We want you to think of your investment today, the contribution you make, as a long-term investment in AM 580. Just a few minutes of your time and a few of your hard-earned dollars will bring you hours and hours of agricultural news and information for the year ahead. We're suggesting 1/5 of 1 acre of corn be invested to AM 580 this year. That's $5 corn, a $200 investment. Call 217-244-9455 right now or go to WILLpledge.org. Development Director George Hauenstein is in the studio. And George, what is AM 580's mission and, more to the importance of it, how do we go about accomplishing that goal?
Good morning. AM 580's mission is to increase your profitability by delivering timely market analysis and weather information. We have at least 21 analysts each and every week, so you can make informed decisions, and that's something that no other radio station in the nation can match. We have more market analysts than any other station in the nation. That's AM 580 Agriculture. We also know there are 2,600 subscribers, you're probably one of them, to the AM 580 Agriculture newsletter. So you're getting a lot of value from this radio station. And we are asking you now to call, support WILL. It's a station that brings you solid, dependable information every day that you can use all year long to increase your profitability. As Dave said, it only takes a minute. Your membership is good for an entire year. Here's the phone number. It's 217-244-9455, 244-9455, or WILLpledge.org. We need you to check in right now.
And we have some challenges underway, George. I was looking at the slips before coming on air this morning. We need 23 agricultural calls to meet a $1,000 challenge. And as I just heard, 18 Challenge calls to meet the Jerry's Super Value Challenge. So that could, those calls can do double duty right
That's
now.
That's right, exactly. We'll get an extra $1,000 from Jerry's IGA and Super Value when you eight and 17 of your neighbors call at 244-9455 or go online to WILLpledge.org and make that contribution.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola.
And
Mike,
a
wet
gallon,
some whoa.
Turning it into a plug-in car that runs the majority of the time on electricity.
Well, that wasn't Mike, but Mike is there now. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. No, I cannot speak that in that high of a tone.
I thought that might have been your other voice.
No, I could do it for a couple seconds, but not that long. And we have some weather to talk about, Dave. More wet weather for the Midwest. In fact, over the weekend, precipitation fell on about 30% of the Corn Belt, most of it to the north, and there was a narrow band of heavy snow, anywhere from 3 to 14 inches from southwestern North Dakota in through central Minnesota, and totals of 20 to 27 inches of snow near Bemidji and Cass Lake in Minnesota. Ohio was the wettest in the east, receiving up to a third of an inch of rain. High temperatures starting to feel a little bit more spring-like with 60s in most of the area, a few 70s to the west. And it does look like, as I said, more wet weather with frequent showers and thunderstorms bringing a chance for some heavy rain to portions of the lower Midwest this week. Serious flooding is expected to return to southern Missouri, portions of southern Illinois. Less widespread flooding expected in the area from Kansas to Indiana. And some of the well-drained fields in eastern Midwest may be dry enough for field work today. The planting will be put on hold until at least next week. Again, precipitation coming in, not constant through the end of the week, but daily chances for showers and thunderstorms. And then after the 15th, computer models are starting to indicate a return to drier weather, and it's already encouraging to see the thermometer popping up in some areas, as I said, up to around 70 degrees. In the Delta and Southeast, another round of heavy rain expected Tuesday through Thursday, extending the serious flooding event for the Northern Delta, worsening flood throughout the lower Mississippi River Valley. And improving trend will begin late this week in the Delta with a few days of mostly dry weather and no heavy rain expected for the duration of a two-week period. So, again, wet weather towards the north of the Delta, and the temperatures starting to warm up significantly across the region. Other states, there are other locations that we haven't been talking about lately with the pledge drive, but I'll be pretty brief on them. Australia, some welcome rain fell in Western Australia during the weekend. Totals of up to 3 inches occurred in a very narrow band in southwestern portions of the wheat, barley, and canola country of Australia. The area impacted by significant rainfall, not more than 20% of the production region, but the rain was still welcome where it occurred. In China, rainfall during the weekend in east central China, and that expected to occur over the next couple days, will benefit the developing winter wheat and rapeseed crops there. Further to the north, including the Yellow River Basin, North China Plain, and northeastern China, precipitation will be lighter, with only minor increases in topsoil moisture anticipated through the balance of the forecast. These areas have been dry, but that's pretty much typical for this time of the year. And quickly in South America, scattered showers occurred in the nearly half of the South African summer grain and oilseed production areas over the weekend. Rain amounts reached up to 1 1/3 inches near the Swaziland border with the Southern Free State. Most areas picking up less than a half inch of rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
We hope the information that Mike Sola provides you each and every morning on agricultural conditions across the corn and soybean belt is important and valuable to you. If it is, take a moment right now and call 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express cards, or you can pledge online at our secure site at WILLpledge.org. We have a challenge underway from Bates Commodities, Risk Management Commodities, AgriGold, and Roche Ag Marketing. They've teamed together, these fine business partners for AM 580 Agriculture, and said if we hear from 50 agricultural supporters over the fund drive this spring, they will contribute $1,000 toward agricultural programming on AM 580 for the next year. And thus far, we've heard from, I believe, 27 agricultural supporters. Thus far, this fund drive, a little business yet to go there. But also, there's another challenge underway in that AgriGold has also said that they would like to contribute $5 toward every new member that we hear from during this particular fund drive. And that can add up in a big hurry. We hear from 200. That's another $1,000 right there. And then we have the Jerry's IGA challenge going on. So right now, it's a great time, George, to get in with your phone calls.
That's right. Lots of incentives, lots of reasons, in addition to the great service that WILL provides for you to make that pledge right now. We've all heard the expression, many hands make light work, and it wasn't coined, I don't think, with AM 580 in mind, but it really does apply to us right now. We've got all these challenges in effect, lots of our friends and business partners challenging you to make that contribution. If you've called already or pledged online already, thanks so much. Our goal for the drive is $200,000, and that does seem like a big number, but it's really quite manageable when we consider how many people are listening to AM 580 right now. And if, as one of those listeners listening right now, we're asking you to add your hands and your money to the effort. Doesn't take that much. Many agricultural listeners become first-time givers at the $100 level. Help us make light work of this $200,000 goal by giving us a call at 244-915-9455. That's 217-9455. 244-9455, or by logging onto our website, willpledge.org.
In the Sunday night overnight trading session, May Wheat traded at 10:28 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 7.5. May Wheat at the Board of Trade traded at 9.74 and a quarter, unchanged. Last trade up 3/4. July, 9.86 and 3/4, down 4 3/4. Last trade down 4. May Corn traded at 5.95 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July, last trade rather, down 2.5. July at 6.09, down 2 1/4. Last trade up 1 1/4. December, 6.07 and a quarter, down 1.5. Last trade up 5 3/4. May Beans traded at 12.75 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 6. July, 12.94 1/2, up 1/2. Last trade up 5 3/4. November, 12.23 1/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 8 3/4. May Soybean Meal traded at 3.33.20, down 30. Last trade down 1.10. May Soybean Oil traded at 56.71, up 10. Last trade up 38. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like for today, the corn is appearing to start out the week on a pretty much a strong note.
Yeah, we had a solid turnaround last night. We were down early on, somewhere around 11:20, 11:30 last night. We turned around, 10:20 to 10:30 your time, turned the market back around and started working our way back up. And I think a big chunk of it is dealing with the weather. I mean, we continue to have moisture in the forecast this week, later this week. There is a period of dry weather that comes in next week, but there's enough concern out here that we're not going to get as much corn planted as what we'd like to see, that the corn's kind of taken off, and it's going to provide the leadership, I think, today. We might see what wheat does here, because Minneapolis is becoming a factor again. With Minneapolis wheat having a big week in the May options last week, it may continue to help lead the wheat a little bit higher also.
Soybeans continuing to rally after putting that spike low in on April 1st. And I wonder if at some point people are going to say, that's enough, let's take some profits off the table.
And I tend to think what you're looking at there, like in November beans, that we had a spike high that we ran back on March 26th at 1269.5. I think that's a logistical goal for the market to try and get up to. If we get up to there, I think you'll start to see some selling come in. The same type of number in the July beans is going to be 1372. We get up in that range, and I think farmers probably ought to take a hard look at getting some sold. You know, these weather markets only last so long more often than not. Typically, we do get the crop planted, and once the planters start rolling, we're going to see this thing probably back off just a bit. And whether it's over with or not is another question from there. I still think that it could end in a hurry very quickly. And now that we've made $6, I think farmers probably step up and get a little bit more stuff on the books.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You can help WILL raise at least $200,000 during our spring pledge period. That's roughly equal to the value of 3 months, a quarter of a year. A program's on AM 580. Call 217-244-9455 or give online at willpledge.org. And, George, what happens when we give our agricultural listeners the information they need?
Well, we know that farmers are ready to make important marketing decisions that put more money in their pockets, and AM 580 Agriculture really does care about your business's bottom line. We had the all-day Agricultural Outlook meeting in March, which brought together some of the nation's top analysts. We had two marketing outlook panels this past fall and winter. More than 1,500 gathered at these meetings to help get a leg up on new marketing strategies and to get individual advice. There's a new website, willag.org, with flash audio of all of our air market analysts and our agricultural weather and key USDA numbers. We have a value-added service, the AM 580 Ag e-newsletter. It's our weekly look at market fundamentals, technicals, and marketing service. Each of us makes decisions about where to spend our money, and we all want to get the greatest value for our dollars. Your investment this morning at AM 580 will pay returns in entertainment, news, and information all year long. Every dollar you give comes back to you whenever you turn the radio on or go on the website. So call, please, 217-244-9455 with your pledge, 217-244-9455, or go on to willpledge.org and make your contribution.
We're listening to WILL Urbana.